Hakutvach, everyone, we're going to do tomorrow's shir, not tomorrow's page. We're holding Simin Reish Chav Gimel Sif Dalin, page 278. Here we go. Zok the Mechaber, we're in the middle of the halachas of making a bracha of Shechianu or a Toivah HaMeitiv on if someone gets a new article of clothing or a new kli or a new house and stuff like that. We were learning about Zok the Mechaber Sif Dalin. B'sha'as HaKinyan, yesh lo'y levarich, af al pisha adayim le'nishamash behem. When someone buys something that would qualify as something which he would be able to make a shechianu or a toiv ha-meitiv on it, so he makes a bracha when he buys it. She'en ha-bracha ela ayidei simchas ha-leiv shu sameach b'kniyasan. The bracha is on the happiness you have that you bought it. U'kshi yilbashay mevarich malbish ha-rumim, when you put it on, then you make a bracha malbish ha-rumim. So let's say, for example, if someone would go with the opinions that if you buy an expensive new suit, you don't get one often, it brings you much happiness, you'd make a Shechiano on that, and you would do it when you buy the suit. Now again, like we spoke out the past few shiurim, I'll just speak out again, there are many who hold not to make these brachas, not Shechiano or Atayv HaMetiv, various reasons. One particular reason could be because you have to have a certain amount of simcha in an hour times, where a lot of things are a little bit more disposable than they used to be, and things may not bring as much simcha, and you just go to the store and buy them, and they may not bring as much simcha as they used to bring. It would be a shaila of a sapik bracha not to make it, but a kapana for those who do make it, when in a situation where you'd be mechuyev in the bracha, you'd make it b'shas the kinyan when you buy it. Zokta mishra bracha sukkot yidzayim b'shas ha-kinyan. V'davkem kona begad sh'roi l'lov sh'teikev. This day you make the bracha b'shas the kinyan is only if you buy a bega that you plan on wearing, that's roi to wear right away. Avam kana shum davar she'eni roi l'love shay. If you buy something which is not roi to wear, oile yishtamesh by kamei shehu, rak she'tzarech litan le'uman l'sakin, you have to get it tailored, lo yivarech shechiyano ad shah she'yubash ha-begad o yishtamesh ba'akli. For example, if someone buys a suit which requires tailoring, you would not make the bracha until you wear it because the simcha b'shas kinyan is not enough of a simcha, it's not roi. And once you get it back from the tailor, so you already had it the whole time, and that simcha is not big enough, you wait till you wear it, and that's when you would make the bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Yud Ches, Malbish HaRumim, Hainu Kedem Shechiyonu, before Shechiyonu, you make a Malbish HaRumim, Achinim Leibish HaBegad Shachris, Yochel Latzis HaBerchas Malbish HaRumim, which Mavarech HaBerchas HaShachar, if one wears this Begad in the morning, he'll be yed to the bracha Malbish HaRumim, with the bracha he makes in the morning of Malbish HaRumim. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Vaiter, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sif cut Zuk the Machaber Sif Hate. I'm just looking at number 36 on the side. Over there he says that for someone who holds it, you should make a Shechiyonu on a new talis and you bought it without the strings, then you make the bracha when you put the strings on and not wait till you wear it, because over there the bracha Shechiyonu also goes in the mitzvah itself on the Asiyas Hatzitzis, and therefore you'll make it right then. However, if you did not make the bracha when you attach the tzitzis, you would make it when you're misactive, but the first time you put it on. Zok the Mechaber Sif Hei. Kona Kelim Shemishtamshim Mehem Hu Uvnei Beisei Mevarech HaTayva HaMeitim. Till now we were discussing where you brought, let's say, a suit for yourself. It's only for you. But let's say you buy something which is for you and for your family, for everyone to use. Then you make the bracha HaTayva HaMeitim because he's good to you and good to others. And Nasa Lebe Matana, if it was given to you as a gift, Mevarech HaTayva HaMeitim, She Tayva Lo Yivela Nesin. It's good for you, it's also good for the Nisein. Now over here, this Mechaber seems to be understanding that a Ruchni is stick of pleasure, or I don't know if Ruchni is the right word, but an untangible or intangible pleasure, something which is not Gashmius, is just something you feel good that you gave the gift to someone and they accepted the gift, that would qualify to make Atayva HaMeitiv, at least for the receiver who received the gift. He makes a bracha and he can make a teva hameitiv because it's good to him for getting it and good to the nesin. The nesin also felt good that you accepted his gift. There is a Gemara in Kedushin that many may be familiar with from the yeshiva days, where if an isha gives Kedushin to the man, she gives money to the man and he's makabal it, she can be mekudeshes with the hana that he was makabal her matana only if he's an adam chashiv. By an adam chashiv, we say when you give a gift to an adam chashiv and the adam chashiv accepts your gift, you get pleasure. But here the Mechaber does not seem to be Mechalik, and he says that if someone gives you a gift, you would be allowed to make Hatoiv v'Hameitiv. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yates. Hu uvnei beisei, avon kana kelim loy v'kelim uvnei beisei. Let's say you buy separate kelim, one for you, one for your household. On the ones you bought for yourself, you make a shechianu. But on the ones you bought for your house, those you make a teva hamete. The teva who the day shezachas you bnei basim ulabashim mabushen chavit. It's good for you that your household now has a covered kalim. And he's made it to others because they're actual bnei bais who have these kalim. This is if you bought clothing, let's say expensive, good clothing for your wife and for your children. If you bought it for your slaves and maidservants, that's not good for you. That's as if you sold it to him for the schar that they're supposed to get. Unless you're also using him, then you're sharing it with your avadim, and then avadim would make kateva hametiv. But if you're not sharing it with them, you gave it to them, then it's not good for you. This is basically the schar that you were supposed to give them. Sivkot nechaf b'matana. Haradavka kelim ha-begadim shamakabel sameach b'zeh. Dafka kelim or begadim that the makabel is happy that he got. Avaloi moi. It's not money. Shalidezim is bayish yosef v'yuchal hazeh levarach. If someone gets a gift of money for someone else, he's embarrassed because he is embarrassed that he has to come on to taking money from other people. And he would not be able to make a bracha. Zaksukon Kafalaf, Loivila Naisin, Shim Hamakabal Ani, if the Makabal is a poor person who Taivila Naisin, Shezi Koa Shemis Barakhlasi Sadaka. That's a taiva for the person who gave it. He was Zaika to give Sadaka. So the Naisin is now we're not talking about money over here, like we just spoke out. But let's say a person gives to an ani a suit, and the ani is very happy, and he wants to make a bracha on the suit. So teva hameita, because the naisin had this chus to give tzedakah. Then the makabel asher, so meach a naisin she makabel mimanu v'arei teva gam a naisin. If the makabel is an asher, then the person giving it is happy because it's sort of like an adam chashiv that was makabel my gift. There are achronim that say you only make a bracha when you get when the other person gets a teva gashmis. When you get a matana, you make a shechiyon. You don't make a teva hamete because the pleasure that the noisin got was only ruchni, not gashmi. We had a similar idea in one of the earlier shiurim, either the last page or page before, where we were discussing over there. Where a woman chas v'shalom dies during childbirth, can the husband make a teva hametiv on the ben zachar, because the woman, even in shemayim, you know, she benefits from this ben zachar. You know, could you say that ruchni stick of pleasure counts? And there we said not, and here also there are achrenim that say that you should not make a teva hametiv. Some say like the mechaber make a teva hametiv not a shechianu. Well, the ma'is is like the Mishnah Brura near the Tov Yisrael Linig b'zeh levarach bircha shechiyonu v'le bircha tov. Kashi b'rano b'rhalacha is better to make a shechiyonu and not a tov, because the b'rhalacha explains the arshitas that hold that anytime you make a tov hametiv, you also make a shechiyonu. So even al tzadi mechayim a tov hametiv, your shechiyonu is not levatala. However, if you're only mechayim a shechiyonu, a tov hametiv would be a bracha levatala, and therefore just make a shechiyonu over here and not a tov. In the place where they have like a clothing drive where they give out clothing to orphans, all the yisaimim make a malbish arum and a hateva hametiv. The ikar is a teva oy the common arm, because all the children together are getting pleasure. When you make a bracha of hateva hametiv, you don't make a shechiyonu over here. All the Yisraelim are happy for each other. They're all benefiting from this one orphan clothing drive. And therefore, they can make a toiv, and they don't make a shechiyanu. Zag sivav. Al davar she'enei chashiv kol kach, goyin chalak, oim in alam chalak, as I say, a type of a shirt, or shoes, ba'am pilois, socks, or small shoes. Perish min alam katana, shechayfa reva regal. Small shoes that cover most of the foot. Ein levarach aleim. Don't make a bracha on these things. Why not? Because they're not so chashiv, then who ani v'sameach b'mivarech. If you're poor and these things bring you happiness, so go ahead and make the bracha. V'yeisha rum zok the Rama da afilu ani eni mivarech ha'cholak min olam mechadema. V'chein aigen. Some say even a poor person does not make a bracha on these things which are not chashiv. Only things which are chashiv to everyone. Then a person who has simcha and pleasure, he makes a bracha. But something which to the average person is not something to make something so special, even if for this particular person that's special, he would not make a bracha on that.
So
when wears a new article of clothing, you tell him tevala, it should get worn, but tishadish, and it's new, it's a nice new thing. And that people still do, they still say that. Some say not to do this on shoes or clothing made from skins of animals. Because they had to kill behemoths in order to make the new begadim. We have mercy in all of Hashem's creation. So, not like the animal rights activists say, where they say not to kill the animals. Over here, it seems that we're saying that you can kill them, but we're not going to say tevala v'tishadish. They're here to serve the Hashkafas HaTorah, is that the animals, after at least the mabul, the animals are here to serve the people, and they're there for the kosher ones to eat, and even the non-kosher ones. There are different things that you can do, you know, with different parts of the animal. And over here, where we have begadim that are made from iris of a behema, so akoponim, even though we're allowed to do that, we don't say tevala v'tishadish, because at the end of the day, the animals had to be killed to make it. You know, tam cholish ma'ay, but zakter ema, this is a very weak tam. Ain't a nira, really say tevala v'tishadish. Don't worry about this. This svar that the animals need to be killed, because the purpose of creation, we believe that there was a creator who created the world. There's a purpose to the world, and the purpose is for Adam, and the ultimate purpose is for Klal Yisrael. And the animals, just like the trees are here for a purpose, the animals are also here to serve a purpose. Even though the Ramah holds it's a very weak reason not to say Teval B'tishadish, but at the end of the day, many are makman not to say it when there was the slaughter of an animal involved in creating this begad. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. K'goyin chalak. V'hu adin shar kelim shein chashuvim ein derech l'smarech v'hem anything which is not chashuv, not derech to be happy. This is why, like I said in the beginning of this year, many are hesitant to make shachianos these days, because they're worried about, you know, this if are we really happy enough with these things that we have in order to make a bracha. Sivkanchav gimel v'yesh oimer da'afilu ani. Sivir lehu d'davka bega tzemer b'chadayma darva sheyesh b'hem chashivas k'sas. Damil davar abam is man lezman. Something which has chashivas, similar to things that come from time to time that have a certain chashivas, like woolen clothing, the stam b'nei adam is chadshim lehem, the prakim mo'atim. Stam people get them, you know, here and there, v'shayach hazeh shachianu. Things that the average person always gets new, the ani can't say it. Even though the ani, it's taka something which is, you know, rare that he gets it, but the average person gets it all the time. You can't say shechianu lezman hazeh, this time. This thing comes all the time for every person, and this person, this because this particular ani doesn't always get it, we're not given the rights to make this bracha of shechianu. Radvaz says the ani should make a bracha. I am from regarding the derech hakayim to poskul lemaisi. He shouldn't make the ani lo yivarech. Al kainos shenu chashuv keilu lemaisi. Look at Mishnah Berurah. B'shem the from regarding the derech hakayim. Don't make a bracha if you're not happy. Person does not have the proper level of simcha. Don't make the shechiyano. What is the proper level of simcha? I don't know. It's hard to know. I want you to ask a shayla before they make any shechiyanos. Sivkan chavei behema. Afilu tmeya. Even something which is the essential, the ikr garment, is made from a dover which is not killing a behema. It can be made from wool, let's say, tzemer, where you just shear it off the sheep. But that's stitched with uris behema, or it's stitched under it. The bottom part is from uris behema. Let's say you have a shoe that's not made from leather, but that has a leather sole. Then also, I would apply this thing that some people are makban on, not to say tevala v'tishadish, and that's that. So we'll stop over here. We did a little bit more than a page. Tomorrow, Sunday, Erev, second days, and Mr. Shembly another, I hope to record the shir of page Kuf Mem, Halavai, also page 280, so we'll be up to date for Isru Chag. Isru Chag, I still will not be back live, it'll still be recorded. So what did we learn about today? So today we learned that if someone who does make a shachiyon, which means that you have the proper simcha, when acquiring new clothing, a new kelim, whatever it is, you do it when you buy it. If it's not roi when you buy it, then you do it when you use it. If it's clothing, then when you put it on that first time, you make a malbush arumim, and then the shechianu, you make the malbush arumim. If it's the morning, you create it with your regular malbush arumim that you make in your brachas, 15 brachas in the morning. Something which someone buys for him and his family, he makes a teva hametiv. Someone that gets a matana, a gift, there the minig is that we don't make a teva hametiv. Even though the Mechaber says, yes, the minhag is not to, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Siv Vav spoke out of halacha that things that don't bring you the proper simcha does not get the bracha. Even an ani, if he gets simcha, but the average person will not get simcha, will not make a bracha. And that's one of the big reasons why people are uncomfortable making sometimes the Shachianu these days. And then we said someone gets new kelim, new clothing, we say tevala, but tzchadish. I never heard people say tevala, but I have heard people say tzchadish. There is a minhag not to say that when it comes from an animal that had to be killed in order to produce this article, because v'rachma v'kol masav, agam, the Ramah says that that svara is very weak svara, because we hold that the animals are here to serve the purpose of people, for help to help us serve Hashem. Al kaponim, you come walk in many are makban on that. I'll stop over here. Wishing everyone a good tovach, a good tomorrow, and we'll invite you tomorrow.